Showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Good morning. It is a Wednesday. Some people like to call it hump day.
Only you like to call it hump day, Joe.
No, I'll tell you right now. I'm part of the vast majority that's afraid to say it, but hump day still dope. Good morning. Hey, thank you so much for being a part of letting us be a part of your day. Making us a part of your day is very appreciated. If you want to be part of the show, that's really stepping it up. That's like the next level commitment. You should call in sometime, 833-563-2539. You should also connect with us online. Social media is a good way. Radio Now AM Show for Twitter. You can tweet at us, Radio Now AM. You can comment on something that we do. Maybe send us a DM to slide on in there. And, of course, Facebook to search for Radio Now, whether you're in Indy or in Houston this glorious morning listening to us live. Or maybe you're checking out the podcast later. You should listen live. We sound a little bit fresher.
I think so, too. It's a little more crisp.
So this is the same old. I'll have to find new things to do. But yesterday I went out and I did some disc golf and I destroyed producer Porkchop. Then we don't have a name for him yet, but he's a friend of ours. It's a cop, so we're just going to call him the cop. But okay. I want to have some options with cops because, you know, I want to have as many cop friends as I can. So we'll just call him the cop for now.
And we'll come up with a name for him later.
Yeah, it's tough.
Deputy Disc Golf.
Deputy. Oh, my God. That is it. Deputy Disc Golf is who we were with yesterday. It sucks because he's stuck with that. But for Liv, you're a genius. I can't believe your little brain.
It is on fire this morning, baby.
It was his first time playing, and like he did very well.
He beat producer Porkchop, if that's what he means by doing pretty well.
Chops is going to come out on top.
We played at a new course, and I feel like when we play at a new course, I don't do well, and Joe usually does pretty well, and that's when he beats me the most.
Yeah. Porkchop was, we're not good, but like Porkchop was 27 shots over. I was 11 shots over, so that's at 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. I beat him by 16 shots.
You had to count that? Okay.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm not the best at math. And then Deputy Disc Golf beat Porkchop by 5, and he's never played before.
But I will say it's
never
very impressive how, like, for the first 9 holes, like, I was beating him, like, fine, like, +1, +1, +1. Then all of a sudden, he just, out of nowhere, developed some ridiculous throw. And I was like, dude, where did you learn that? And he's like, I don't know.
In the academy.
How do we know that Deputy Disc Golf is not a liar and he's played before? And he was
like
hustling,
a ringer,
you know?
Yeah, brushing up. I don't know.
I'll tell you this. Porkchop, I love you, brother, but I get bored. Maybe we could try a new sport.
Maybe let's just keep going on the same course and then I'll like eventually get better.
Okay, we can do that.
Because, I mean, we played the other day and I only lost by 3.
Have you watched YouTube videos on form?
Yes. I mean, that's a little, like, barely. That's just too much for me, you know?
I just
want to go out and have fun, you know?
Well, yeah, but don't you want to be good at something, though?
I'm good at a lot of things.
Not disc golf.
But, Joe, I lost by 3 to you one day.
Yeah, I was having a bad day. I had a heat stroke. Anyways.
Okay.
Anyways, that was my day yesterday. How was your day, Liv?
It was pretty good. I had to go into work yesterday, and I was wearing these, like, jean shorts. They're, like, thick denim jean shorts and this sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl, I, like, arrived early, and this girl was doing an audition to become an instructor. And so they record you. In the first audition, they record you doing 2 different songs. And you know, the lead instructor asked me if I would sit in on it, one, to watch it so I can get like a feel of like how it goes down.
Yeah.
And two, because it'll help the other girl, because you have to be talking into the microphone. And sometimes it's awkward to be talking to an empty room when you don't have someone to focus on. So she was like, can you just sit on the back? So she has someone that she feels like she's talking to, so it's less awkward, whatever. And so I did that. And it kind of took like 15, 20 minutes, you know, because like we kept like starting over so she could get the feel of it. And I kind of understand where Pork Chop was coming from. So Pork Chop took a cycle bar class like weeks ago, and he said there was a ton of chafing.
He broke his butt, didn't he?
And some things went numb
in
his nether regions. With that thick denim, I am not kidding. It was so uncomfortable in that crotch area.
Yeah.
I kind of understood a little bit more what you were going through.
Yeah.
A little bit more, because I made fun of you a lot. But I also was in thick denim, and you're in gym shorts.
I'm glad that you could, you know, share the pain with
empathize,
me.
Yes. I very much so empathized with you. But then after that, you know, it was a pretty basic day.
How was your day yesterday, Pork Chop?
I mean, that's pretty much all I did was some disc golfing and then relaxing at home. So it was fun.
I wish you wouldn't have been relaxing at disc golf.
What time did you guys play disc golf at?
I don't think we actually got to like 3 o'clock. Yeah, we were supposed to start at 2, but
okay.
We got delayed.
Because then Pork Chop texted me last night after you guys played disc golf and asked me if I wanted to play tennis.
See, he's not giving it his all when we're playing, obviously, if he still has energy for tennis.
No, I felt good and I wanted to keep the workout going.
Yeah, called endorphins. Burn. Endorphins, my friends.
Okay.
They are on your side.
Now, let's check this out. Throughout the morning, we'll be talking about this and tomorrow, too. But this is just, what is this I'm about to drink?
It's a protein shake with some protein. There's some prebiotics and probiotics in there to help your digestion. There's some almond milk, and there are some frozen strawberries.
Is there antibiotics in here, too?
Not antibiotics.
Steroids?
No, not steroids.
Hemorrhoids?
But hemorrhoids, yeah, I scraped some off from Pork Chop.
I don't know what kind of roids you had. Liv came up with the idea, and we'll talk about this later on in the show, but you can see already on our Instagram, Radio Now AM show, today we're swapping diets, and she has got the better end of this. So
no, I did not.
We'll talk about it later, but if you want to see the crap I have to eat already this morning, Radio Now AM show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Dakota Johnson from the 50 Shades of Grey franchise had people buzzing because the gap between her two front teeth is no longer there. She explained why on Jimmy Fallon last night.
Well, I had a permanent retainer since I was like 13, and it was just glued to the back of my teeth. And I was having a lot of neck problems recently, so my orthodontist, she decided that it would be a good idea to take it off and see if my jaw sort of expanded and it helped me. And my gap closed by itself, and I'm really sad about it too.
People were talking about this so much these past 2 days. Jimmy Fallon also asked her about something that she used to do when she was younger.
Used to call up and say, you have a table for George Clooney.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I wanted to go to the good restaurants.
Do you know George Clooney?
No, I don't. But I used to do that when I was a teenager.
What would happen when you show up?
I'd say he's going to join us later. It'd be like a bunch of kids. I met him a couple years ago. I was like, hi, I'm Dakota. And he was like, oh, I've heard of you. I know what you do. Yeah, he was like, you call and you use my name. It's okay.
He really did that?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty genius. I'm surprised it worked.
That's what I was thinking. Empire actor Jussie Smollett says the city of Chicago's lawsuit against him is unfair. The city filed the lawsuit against him to make up for the cost of the investigation into the alleged racist and homophobic attack. And Jussie says the city has no business suing him because even if you assume he did lie about the attack, there's no way he could have foreseen the enormous amount of money Chicago PD spent on the case. Chicago claims the investigation cost Chicago PD at least $130,000 just in overtime. The city also wants Jussie to cover its attorney's fees and wants punitive damages, which is just basically like a punishment for like what he has done.
Mm-hmm.
In all, it's seeking nearly $500,000 from Jussie, and Smollett wants the whole suit tossed.
I'm sorry, man. You did it. You faked it. You ruined it for a lot of other people, too, that now they don't get believed if something bad is happening to them. I think you need to pay for it. And what, you're going to be the opposite side if they didn't do anything? You'd be like, how could they not do this and cover everything? So
right.
You did it, bro. Face the consequences like an adult.
This is like when someone is in a store and they're being irresponsible and they break an item. They don't know how much that item costs, but they broke it, so they have to buy it. If they're
speaking
being irresponsible.
From experience over there?
Yes, I am, actually. And it's the same thing. I'm sorry you didn't know what it cost, but that was the stupidity in what you did. I'm thinking there would be no repercussions. Anyways, yesterday, Ariana Grande announced that her new perfume, Thank You Next, is hitting the shelves August 18th exclusively at Ulta Beauty. The Thank You Next bottle features a pink glass container inside a white broken heart. James Corden was on Ellen and answered her rapid-fire questions during the game Burning Questions.
My dream carpool karaoke guest is Beyoncé. My least favorite carpool karaoke guest was, I'm never going to tell you that. The sexiest instrument is the saxophone. The song stuck in my head right now is Somebody to Love by Queen. I was shocked when a fan tattooed my signature on the back of her neck, which felt foolish. Justin Bieber or Shawn Mendes? Come on, don't ask me to choose between my favorite Canadian sons.
He will never answer those questions. Yeah, like, who is the worst guest you've ever had? He's been asked that so many times. I've watched so many interviews with him, and he will never answer. Just give it to me. I want to know.
James wants everybody to like him.
I know, but honestly, everyone does like him, so maybe it works.
Live the Web Girl with the garbage this morning. Thank you so much. It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. You can be part of the conversation anytime. 833-563-2539. This is interesting. Unless you're a germaphobe, then you're probably freaking out as I read this to you. But I'm wondering what you guys think about this. More people, they say, are not washing themselves and letting the body's natural bacteria do the work. These people say that soap gets rid of the skin's protective oils and alters its pH level. So when they get dirty, they just rinse off the dirt with water. One man says not using soap allows the bacteria to feast on the ammonia from his sweat, and he gets low-maintenance, balanced skin. Now, a dermatologist says there's nothing wrong with just rinsing, and she's talked to people who haven't used any kind of deodorant in years and says they're perfectly fine. Are we believing any of this?
I kind of do.
Oh, God, you're so gross. You are so
gross. I'm not saying I'm going to do it. I'm not saying I'm going to do it, but I actually had a friend in college who stopped washing her hair because she read somewhere that it's all of the, like, chemicals and, like, sulfate, all of that stuff in a lot of shampoos are so bad for your hair, and she read that if you don't wash it, your hair will only produce the amount of oil it needs to, because right now when you wash it a lot, it'll overproduce oil because your scalp is dry from the shampoo.
Ugh.
So if you go a long time, then your scalp will get back to like its homeostasis to where it just provides enough oil to keep your scalp moist. But your hair's not super greasy.
That is disgusting.
And like, I know like Cameron Diaz, she like, I don't even think uses deodorant.
Okay, for the same reason. Disgusting. 833-563-2539. Do we have any pig pens out there? Any dirty people? I just could not imagine letting the sweat. Like, I went yesterday. I went and did some disc golf for a couple of hours, and it was warm out there. I was sweaty, and I wasn't like a funky smell, but I'm just supposed to let that, my natural bacteria do its work to balance out my pH, and as it said, have the bacteria feast in the ammonia from my sweat. No way. Do you know how funky that would be? That would be disgusting. There's no way I could do that.
You sweat an excessive amount.
So you're saying this is only like people that are petite and don't sweat a lot?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with petite.
It's got
to
be one for all, Liv. It can't be like,
I don't think it has
exceptions
to do with petite. I was just pointing out that you do sweat a lot, so I understand that, because I feel gross. Like, I would feel disgusting if I didn't shower, but I think that what they say makes sense. I'm not going to do it, but what they're saying actually does make sense to me in my brain, because I mean, think about like cavemen and stuff like that. Like, they didn't have soap and all of this stuff. And I do think our body does enough to protect itself. And
are you
sometimes
really? Hold
we
on. I'm sorry.
That.
I'm sorry. You brought up cavemen. Your only argument for being a stinky person that does not wash themselves with anything but water. That's what you're going with. Let's go to Debbie this morning. Hey, Debbie, thanks for calling in at 833-563-2539. You're not one of those people that only washes with water, are you?
No.
Okay. Nope. Then what do you got?
Okay, so my friend in high school, she used to have really bad acne, and she would use, like, this face wash. Well, in, like, a week, I seen her, and her face was completely clear, and I was like, what did you do? I'm like, because her face was clear. She had no blemishes. She had none of the marks on her face. It was completely clear.
Right.
Then she told me that she used, that she looked online, and if you use your first pee in the morning and pee on a washcloth and wash your face with it.
That is disgusting.
You have got to be lying. You're making this up.
No, I am definitely not. She said that your first morning pee, because it is very sterile, that it cleared her face within a week.
These are not the thoughts of Radio Now.
Or Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
And we suggest you consult a doctor before doing that.
I want her to call in for Freak Show Friday.
No, I want to say, Debbie, thank you for the call, and I want to move on and pretend I didn't even bring this topic up. That's what I'd like to do.
Will you please have her just reach out to us?
Yeah, she lives out of state, so I'll
get
a hold of her.
Good, good.
And Debbie, weren't you telling me that she used to have really bad acne?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, and it cleared it up?
That's crazy.
Within a week.
I mean, how do you get to the point to where you're like, all right, it's early morning, let me grab a washcloth, let me sit down, let me get this steamy thing going.
And actually
wipe that on your face.
I can see you think about it and you're willing to try it, but to actually do it, to follow through with the process, is a whole nother level there. Debbie, I want to say thank you for calling in, but I'm really not that thankful. If you do want to call in, if you want to talk about that or anything else anytime, 833-563-2539. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. Lawyers are warning that the Boy Scouts of America, their sexual abuse scandal, could be bigger than the Catholic Church's. Lawyers said they've identified 350 previously unknown scoutmasters and volunteers who allegedly preyed on boys and whose names were not known to law enforcement or in the BSA's internal database. The lawyers say, we know that when a pedophile abuses a victim, it's not just one, so each of the 350 abusers have dozens of other victims who have not come forward. Sad, but I bet this is, if it's true, all these things that have been hidden.
So sad.
An 11-year-old kid in El Paso, Texas, this is some good news, has started the El Paso Challenge. Any guess, Liv, what the El Paso Challenge would be? It's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm going to guess, like, it's either maybe, like, spreading love or sharing a positive message on social media about one of your peers or something.
You know, I'll kind of give it to you. He's challenging everyone in El Paso, and I think we should do this everywhere, to do 22 good deeds for each other in honor of the 22 victims who were killed at the Walmart.
Oh, I absolutely love that. Way to turn a bad, horrific situation into something maybe a little bit positive.
I do streaming on different platforms. I got Hulu. I got Netflix. I don't have cable. I just have over-the-air TV.
But a cable cutter. That's what they call cable cutters.
Yeah, I was. But the fact is now it's starting to get just as expensive. I might have to go back to having cable, to be honest. But Disney is going to bundle the following. Disney Plus, their streaming service, with Hulu. Now, it's going to be the Hulu that has ads. If that bothers you, I don't mind it. Also, ESPN Plus for a total of $12.99 a month. That's $5 less than if you bought them all separately. So that's a little bit of savings, and I would love to be able to watch more sports because I struggle. Like, I gotta legally do stuff online and search to get those
Reddit
streams.
Dude,
you know
can
all
find
about it,
any
don't you?
Game on Reddit. I'm not even kidding. But what I think is you can have sports on Hulu. Hulu has like a certain setting or account to where you can watch sports live.
I don't know
how expensive it is, but
I just wish that these prices would stay cheap. I thought I was beating the system, like, it's so cheap for Netflix. It's so cheap for Hulu. I'm going to save so much money. Not anymore. I'm not.
Yeah, okay. They're getting smart.
All right, Liv, if someone says to you, hey, I've got good news and bad news, which one would you want to hear first?
The good news.
Okay, you're a weirdo. According to a new survey, 57% of people want to hear the bad news first. Pork chop. Do you want to hear the good news or bad news?
I'd want to hear the bad news first.
Okay, really? Now explain both your sides. Liv, you want to hear the good news. Why would you want to hear the good stuff first?
Because I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so great. It's good news. And then when you tell me the bad news, I'm like, well, that's okay. Because you know what? I just got told something great and amazing.
Okay, pork chop. Well, you have the complete opposite of that.
Yeah, I'd rather be left with a good taste in my mouth. So just give me the bad stuff quick, get it out, and then tell me the good stuff. And then that's what I resonate on.
Yeah, but the bad's not going to seem as bad when you hear it if you've already heard what's good.
See, I disagree.
You're already in a good mood.
I'm on pork chop side. If you give me the good news first, I'm going to forget all about it when you tell me that what's the bad thing. And that's going to linger. Because I'm only going to, as general as people, we only remember the bad stuff. We don't remember the good stuff. We linger, and it's in the back of their mind. So I'd rather get that bad crap out of the way than hit me with the good stuff. Tell me how good I am, dang it. Let's see. This is insane. Let me pull up the audio of this real quick. This happened in Colorado Springs, and you know, like, not a bull, but like a longhorn steer got those giant, giant horns that go out forever?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well, check out this audio. This is one that got loose, and just listen to somebody recording on their phone. People at first, I don't think, knew what was happening, but it's just insane. Jumping, going into a door. Like, and then they tried to close, like, people were like, oh, it went inside of this building, so they closed it. They're like, let the bull out! Let it out!
Oh, my gosh. I would freak out. That would be so scary. So, when I was in college, the college, our rival college, University of Kentucky, which was about an hour away, they had a cow get loose on campus. And it was actually my best friend's brother that accidentally left it loose.
How did he leave it loose?
He worked in the agricultural department. And not he anymore. Accidentally let a fence open because he didn't know there were any cows out. He thought everyone had to put them away. And they didn't. And so one of the cows just started like running and like it was all over campus and they had to shoot a tranquilizer in it to make it sleep so then they could move it.
So they did like, oh, he's sleeping. By the way, we've got a burger special later today.
It made national news.
Okay. And final thing today, kind of audio related and animal related for Joe's Need to Know News. Can you guess this animal sound? And on top of that, I want you, if you can guess that, I want you to, after listening, just tell me what's going on. Here, let me turn this music down. All right. Can you guess that animal, first of all? What is that animal?
Okay, I'm either going to guess a platypus, a duck, or a frog.
I need you to narrow it down to one out of those three.
I'll say frog.
Okay, pork chop. What animal is that?
It's a duck brushing its teeth.
What?
You hear the water.
All right, pork chop.
And then the gargling afterwards.
Oh, wait, yeah, I hear the gargling.
Pork chop is out. It is not that. Liv, it is, in fact, a frog. It's a bellowing frog. But what is?
I was right.
But what are they doing?
I think they're either sleeping or flipping pancakes.
No, they are fighting. It's two of them. It's raining outside. They're like separate. Then they hear each other making their sounds, doing their thing. They turn around like right now. Like, oh, you want to marry me? Okay. They get closer, and they're like tussling right there.
No way. Wow, it almost sounds like they're snoring. I wouldn't think that was like their aggressive voice.
If you're into Fight Club, this is like the Fight Club for frogs. You need to see the video. We'll put it up on our website. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Aw, yeah. You know what time it is? It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, and it's time for Song of the Day. If you're new, we just started doing this recently, and it's a chance for you to decide who has got the best song. Now, we usually pick a theme. For example, today, the theme for the songs we have are songs to play at your funeral, which That's a wide interpretation. You could have fun with that. You could be really sappy with that. We're going to find out what Liv, what Porkchop, myself, Joe have for there. And then you are going to vote, and there's different ways to do that, for what song that you think is the best and that we should play. How do you vote? Well, you can text the word song. That's S-O-N-G. To this number, 52140. That'll give you a little text message and give you a chance to vote for who you want. You can also call 833-563-2539, or you can vote in our Twitter poll, Radio Now AM Show. All right, let's go around the room, and we'll start out with Pork Chop today. Of course, the category is songs to play at your funeral. What are you bringing to the table today for Song of the Day?
All right, I hope this is okay, but we're about to get deep for a second.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Why?
I want you to take a deep breath. About 2 years ago, if you lost someone, there's a good chance that this song will help remind you of them.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Okay, if you want to hear Porkchop's song today, which is Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth, See You Again, you can call 833-563-2539. Do that right now. The voting is open for a limited time. You can text the word song, S-O-N-G, if you want to take part in our text poll to the number 52140, or you can do our Twitter poll, Radio Now AM Show. You got less than 5 minutes until that poll closes. Liv the Web Girl, what do you have today? The category are songs to play at your funeral.
So I have, this is one of my favorite songs of all time, by the way, but this song, it got me through a breakup my junior year of college, and I just thought it was perfect because it kind of talked about, you know, like being gone. And in this sense, it was a breakup, but I think this could also work for a funeral, you know, being gone and how you want to be remembered.
Say you remember me.
Taylor Swift,
oh,
Wildest Dreams. Okay.
Banger.
You guys, honestly, this is the worst funeral ever.
I
would walk out if these songs were playing. I'd be like, all right, see you, Liv. See you, Porkchop. If you would like to vote for Taylor Swift, Wildest Dreams, that's Liv's song of the day. You can text the word song to 52140. You got our Twitter poll, Radio Now AM Show, and we're taking your calls right now for the next few minutes at 833-563-2539. We tally those all up and pick a winner. Now, my song right here is fun because, listen, funeral, you can't have a funeral without fun. Spell out funeral. F-U-N.
I'm sorry. How many funerals have you been to where you're like, wow, that was a banger. That was so much fun.
Well, the category is songs to play at your funeral.
Okay.
And my funeral is going to be fun. It's going to be a wake. I hope people have some good food. I hope they get drunk. I hope they just enjoy themselves. And if they didn't hate my guts, I hope they have a good time there.
Okay.
And that's why I got to go with an oldie but a goodie, because it's kind of the motto of my life. It is a Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba.
But I get up again, and you're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, come on, but I get up again.
See, I might be down in the casket, but I'm gonna get up again.
I thought Chumbawamba was a song name.
It's the artist.
It's the artist.
You
there
learn
we go.
Something new every day.
Chumbawamba.
At least Liv does,
Chumbawamba.
Yes. Chumbawamba. All right, if you want to hear that song, Chumbawamba, Tub Thumping, you can text song to song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. You can call right now. Get that vote in at 833-563-2539, or you can vote on our Twitter poll. You got a few minutes left for that. Radio Now AM Show. Porkchop standing by for the calls, and he's tallying everything up. All right, that's it. Voting has stopped for the song of the day. Producer Porkchop is tabulating the results. Now, there's different ways to be part of it. If you missed it today, you can certainly do it tomorrow. You can do the Twitter poll, Radio Now AM Show. You can call us. Those votes count too, 833-563-2539. Or you can text the word song, S-O-N-G, to this number. Make sure you save this number on your phone too so you can text us, 52140. Let's go over the songs again. Porkchop had
It's Been a Long
See You Again,
Day.
Charlie Puth, Wiz Khalifa.
Without you, my friend.
Is that being at a funeral?
Say you remember me. Standing in a nice dress, staring at the sunset, babe.
Liv had Taylor Swift, Wildest Dreams, and I had a little fun at my funeral. I was like, you know what? I've been knocked down in life, but I'm going to get up again. Little Chumbawamba tub thumping. I get knocked down, but I get up again. And the winner, Pork Chop, from Twitter, from texting and the phone calls. What do we got?
Well, finally not coming in last place, because this would be a third day in the row in last place for me. But nope, not me. It is Joe.
What? That's not right. How do you not want to hear tub thumping?
Dude, people like to cry. I'm telling you what. They want a song that they can get emotional to.
What a miserable funeral.
And coming in first place... It wasn't even close. Producer Pork Chop, see you again.
Are you serious?
Let it out. It's okay to cry.
Why do we want to cry? This is the worst funeral I've ever been to.
This song is, like, too sad.
All right, it's Charlie Puth and Wiz Khalifa. See you again.
It's been a long day.
I'm into it. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
We could be into a musical song. We could be into a movie. Maybe something we're binge watching like crazy. Maybe it's some food we just love to eat and it's a snack that's the bomb. Diggity. Whatever it might be, we share it with you. And if you ever want to do that, you can tweet us, Radio Now AM Show, or slide into our DMs, Radio Now AM Show, or call in at 833-563-2539. We'd like to know what you're into, so maybe we'll be into it and we can share it with everyone else. For me, I like comedy. I like just pretty much everything lately. I've been on a lot of Netflix stuff, but there is a comedian. Anybody ever hear of Whitney Cummings? Ever hear of her?
I recognize the name, and like I know what she looks like, but I forget what she's in.
I feel like you would like it. She's kind of dirty, but I really like her stuff. She's recently on a podcast with Joe Rogan, which is really cool. You can check that out. I think she also has a sex robot out, so there's that.
What?
But the thing, yeah. But the thing that I like is she's got a new Netflix special. It's definitely 18 plus. It's called Can I Touch It? She talks about sexual harassment, for example, but in a funny way, Liv, like trying to laugh at it, not saying it's okay. And this is kind of a joke about sexual harassment in the teaser. I love this.
I feel like we were all getting a little sloppy at the office. I used to work with this guy. Every day he'd run past me. He put his hands in between my butt cheeks like this. And he'd yell to the whole office. He'd go, I'm swiping a credit card. I'm swiping a credit card. I thought it was hilarious. I'd be like, you're declined. You're declined. Your card did not go through. No, it didn't. That's on me. That is on me. That's my bad. I'm not proud of that.
It's really funny.
That's
I think you'd enjoy it. So it's Whitney Cummings, Can I Touch It? That's a Netflix special. That's what I'm into this week. Liv the Web Girl, what are you into?
Okay, so I am into this makeup product. My friend actually recently told me about it. It's like just Rimmel London. So you can get this at like CVS, Walgreens, Amazon, whatever. It's not like a super fancy brand. And it's called hashtag Insta Flawless, and it's perfecting radiant skin tint. So this is going to be super light on your skin, and you're going to like rub it in with your hands like lotion or moisturizer. It is super light. It feels super moisturizing. And like sometimes when you wear makeup, you go throughout the day and you can like feel the makeup on your face and you just can't wait to take it off. This stuff feels so natural and it just covers up those like minor blemishes. This is like an everyday thing to wear just like wherever you're going, the grocery store, whatever, for just like a light tint.
That's what I'm looking for in my life. All right, Pork Chop, what are you into this week?
Dude, there's this app. It's called Celebrity Voice Changer. This is legit. It's actually so legit. It's $9.99 to download.
You
actually
did not pay
hold on,
for
wait,
that.
Wait, okay. I'm not done. Per week. It's $9.99 per week. But
what?
It is legit. They say this is the celebrity voice changer that lets you change your voice to any celebrity voice instantly just by talking into a mic. This is not a cheap voice effect like every other voice changer on the market. Celebrity Voice Changer, it's got the blue microphone. I'm going to ask our boss if they will pay for that so we could use it here on the radio show. Could you imagine that, dude?
So you've never even used it?
No, I just downloaded it last night.
And you did you pay for it?
No, not yet. You can download the app, but then you have to pay for the subscription.
Oh, okay, got it. So you have no idea if it's good or not yet.
Well, I mean, based upon the reviews and like that stellar like what
you
thing
do
I just
know
read.
People get paid to write fake reviews, right?
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
well, that's why the radio station live. I'm going to get the radio station to pay for it because we're using it for
okay,
the show.
So, Pork Chops, what I'm into is next week, what I'm going to be into is this ad that I'm going to get my company to pay for.
What I might be into if the company right. will pay for it.
Dude, I think this is stellar.
What I suspect I'm into is this ad. We're just giving you a hard time, Pork Chops.
You wait. Okay, I'll do it again next week, and then I'll have like a whole bunch of... Ooh, I'm gonna
cold
get
voices.
Justin Bieber, and he's gonna be like,
it.
"I love Liv the
Please
Web Girl.
Do it. I will
She's
listen-
the best."
I'm not joking. I will listen to it every single morning and night.
And then he's gonna say, "Haha, just kidding."
Ouch! Rude.
Oh, okay. That is what I'm into here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Jay Leno talked about his rule of thumb for being funny again after a tragedy in light of the recent mass shootings that occurred this past weekend.
My rule was when times are serious, you do silly jokes. And when times are silly, you can do more serious jokes. A drunk pilot in the airport lounge, hilarious. A drunk pilot in the cockpit, boy, not funny at all. There's a sense of proportion to everything. About a month after 9/11, I remember saying to the audience, if you don't laugh at this next joke, that means the terrorists have won. So everybody kind of smiled a little bit. And then it was a silly joke, a dog joke or something. And it just sort of broke the ice, and you just need to sort of ease back into it.
Bachelorette contestant Tyler Cameron, a.k.a. Tyler C., was spotted leaving Gigi Hadid's New York City apartment yesterday morning. Sources say Tyler and Gigi had a bowling date Monday night, and it was the second night in a row that Tyler stayed at Gigi's place. One source said he really likes Gigi, but it's just a fling for now. They are both gorgeous and single, and they've had fun spending time together. He's living in the moment and not thinking too much past that. Another said Gigi thinks Tyler is really cute and nice and like that he was a good listener. They are both taking things slow but have both made it clear they are interested in each other. It doesn't seem like Tyler and Hannah Brown from The Bachelorette will be boyfriend and girlfriend now. Plus, with Hannah living in LA and Tyler in New York, it won't amount to much, but they did agree to keep talking, well, for now. I mean, this story is just so crazy. Every day, I love it more and more. I almost feel like I'm dating an A-list celebrity because Tyler C is.
You're so close. It's really close.
I mean, he's just like literally an average guy, like a D-list celebrity at best. And now he's like basically on the A-list list within one night because he's hanging out with Gigi Hadid. It
Good
gives us
him.
All hope. It gives us all hope. Like, I could be with Justin Bieber one day.
Okay, now we're just getting too much into it. No, I don't know about that.
Speaking of the Hadids, The Weeknd and Bella Hadid have called it quits again. Sources say The Weeknd has been focused on his new album and hasn't been putting the time into their relationship. Bella and The Weeknd have broken up before and gotten back together a few times since they first met in 2015. It has been very hot and cold ever since then. Other reports say it's been rocky for them lately, and they actually haven't been together for months. 90210 star Tori Spelling had a super awkward moment while she was on the talk show Good Day New York.
Are you experiencing financial troubles? Are you able to, you know,
That's
pay your bills? Pay your bills? No, I mean, just...
Am I able to pay my bills?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. I am.
And this show will obviously give you some money in your pocket, right? Well,
let's use this on the show. Well, we're going to write this into the show, so thank
okay,
you.
Fine, well, right I hope you have another season. That would be great.
All right, let's talk about hubby.
So uncomfortable. So awkward. Honestly, I'm surprised by how well Tori Spelling kind of like composed herself.
That's one of
that.
Those times where I could see, like, normally I'm like, celebrities should answer questions, but when you have something like that stupid, I think
like
it's a situation
weird.
Where it would have been kind of funny. She's like, just walks away, just walks off the stage,
and like,
leaves him high and dry.
It'd be different too if it was like maybe a comedian or something, but Tori Spelling, who like is constantly trying to act like she has this like incredible life when like honestly she doesn't have all of her stuff together, and that's okay. But it's like to just ask that, I mean, just so uncomfortable. Coming up in the next Garbage, an hour from now, Monica Lewinsky is working on a new project.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Happy Wednesday. So glad you are here. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful day. I want you to call us at 833-563-2539 and give your opinion on what you think about this. Nicki Minaj posted a poll online asking women if they should be the weight their partners prefer. She then followed up the question by asking if there's a double standard and asking men to hit the gym and bulk up. I think she did more of that just to cover her butt. But I think it's an interesting question, and I know a lot of people are like, oh my God, that's body shaming. It's doing that. But is that really a bad thing if your significant other wants you to weigh a certain amount or look a certain way if it's for your overall health? Now, I would say if they want you to be like, hey, I want you to be really big, I'm into chubby people, that would probably be bad. And this is coming, if you didn't know, from a very big, obese guy myself. But, like, my wife gets on me every now and then. She's not like, all right, fatty, step on the scale. But my wife, Lindsay, is like, hey, how's it going? Like, are you sure we should be going out here? Why don't we have something healthier? So she's not saying, I want you to weigh set amount. But I think it's a good idea that my wife does comment or say how much I should weigh. Now, I think if the rules were reversed and I said, hey, Lindsay, what are you tipping the scales at? Like, ooh, we should take 15 off of that number. That may not be the best thing, but should your partner live, have a say in how much you weigh?
Well, what you just said, there's a huge difference.
Well, explain that then. What do you mean?
I mean, your wife is a very, like, average person. Your wife is, like, a skinny girl. So if you were to, like, come and be like, oh, we should take 15 pounds off or whatever. I mean, like, your wife could use 15 pounds or 20 pounds and be totally fine. But no offense, but you, it's like a health concern. So I think that's like not a fair comparison.
So you're saying if it's only a health concern, then your significant other would have the right, or even if it's a health concern, do they not have a right to say something about, hey, you weigh too much, you should lose weight? Is there ever a time acceptable that you can say something? 833-563-2539. I mean, is that a difference for you, Liv?
I mean, I think that if it's for a health concern, then yes, it's okay. If not, then like I don't think that's really appropriate. Now, I have a friend mm-hmm. who has a boyfriend, and her boyfriend said, if you were to gain 30 to 50 pounds, I'd break up with you. And she was so upset about this. And I was like, yeah, I mean, you have a reason to be. And his reasoning was that if you were to gain 30 to 50 pounds, then that means that you don't care about yourself anymore. You're not motivated. You're not taking care of yourself.
Is he wrong?
Like, I want to be with someone that takes care of themselves and is motivated and whatever.
Is he wrong by saying that?
I mean,
Liv, if you put on 50 pounds, you don't think Joel Daddy would have a right to say something?
Just maybe be like, hey, like, is everything okay? Like, what's going on? But if he sees, like, the things that I'm eating and I'm not, like, and I don't seem like I'm spinning out of control or I don't seem like I'm, like, depressed or anything like that, then maybe not. But just because you gain weight doesn't always mean there's something deeper going on. For me, I weigh, like, around, like, 125 pounds. Mm-hmm. 145 pounds is not heavy. That is not, I would not consider myself like fat if I weighed 145 pounds. I'm 5'6". I mean, would I be thicker than what I am now? Yeah, obviously. But I don't think that that's cause for a breakup.
I don't know. Like, I think she's getting a lot of crap for this, but I think a lot of people actually would be agreeing with it, what she's saying. It's just, it doesn't sound right. It might hurt people's feelings if they actually said that. Pork chop, how would you feel if your significant other said to you, hey, you know what? If you put some more weight on, I'm going to have to break up with you. Or like, hey, I think you should weigh this certain amount.
Well, I mean, he's already, like, pretty much... Like, I've talked about how I want to lose weight before, and then, like, in the past, if I was, I don't know, let's say eating ice cream or something, I'd be like, oh, I see that's going real well.
Yeah, which, like, I think is okay. You know, holding someone accountable, if you're having ice cream once a month, that's fine, whatever. But in Joe's situation where he said his wife is sometimes, oh, should we really go there? Like, why don't we try to go somewhere healthier? Aren't you trying to lose weight? I think that's encouraging.
Oh, yeah. That sounds better than in my situation.
But I think there's a point, even though I know, and listen, people are going to get mad at me, and this is coming from the fat guy, but I think it is unfair to your partner if you marry them one way. Not saying you should have a perfect body. I understand, especially women, their bodies have the most damage done by having a kid. Totally get that. But if you just let yourself go, forget extreme medical conditions. I'm talking about you're just lazy. You like to sit on your butt, watch Netflix, and eat all the good food, which I love to do. That's bullcrap to your partner, and I think your partner has a right to say, hey, I didn't, you know, marry you this way.
I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah, I didn't sign up for it. You don't think so? I mean, am I totally wrong here?
I mean, there's a difference between being super lazy and just watching Netflix all day and then also, you know, just putting on like 10 to 15 extra pounds.
All right. Well, that's what I want to find out. 833-563-2539. Also on Facebook, we'll put it up there to search for Radio Now. And if you want to tweet us or DM us, it's Radio Now AM Show. Should your partner have a say in how much you weigh? It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, 833-563-2539. If you want to hit us up on social media, you can do it. Radio Now AM Show. Live the web, girl. What are we getting?
Yasmin says, I think if you're encouraging someone to lose weight and supporting them, that's fine. But it's their body. If they're struggling and you're degrading them, you're hurting your partner in the long run.
Yeah, but what if you got kids and they're unhealthy and then like they die and you're left with just you and the kids?
No, exactly.
Is that not being selfish in a sense too, though?
I don't think you need to be degrading about
though. Of course
and only
not.
This is only if it's a health concern. That's all I'm saying. Because here's the thing: you should. People are like, oh, okay, yeah, right. You should love your partner and your significant other for their character, their values, their personality, their morals,
okay,
the way they treat
right.
other people, and not so much about the outside. Obviously, you have to be attracted to them. There's an initial attraction. Then after you love them and after you know them, then you become attracted to just who they are as a person and not what's on the outside.
I don't believe that. I think my wife, Lindsay, is very sexually attracted to me, and that's it. She just uses me for my body. That's the only reason she loves me. Angie, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, 833-563-2539. What do you think? Should a partner have a say in how much you weigh?
No, absolutely not. I've been with my husband for a very long time. And a person can be really attractive on the outside. But if you're ugly on the inside, that's it. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. It's what's inside that counts.
Yes. Love it.
I don't think that your partner should have a choice in how you look, how you dress. If you want something like that, go find you a Christian Gray.
A Christian Grey.
Okay, Angie, let's say, though, that she found a Christian Grey and then you turned yourself into a Peter Griffin. I mean, like, you just let yourself go. Is that fair to that person? Like, because they had one thing, then they got another.
If he doesn't mind, then I guess it doesn't matter. It's what's on the inside that counts. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. I have raised my kids that way. You know what? It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. It's what's on the inside that counts.
All right, Angie. Thank you.
Andy has a super interesting perspective. He said, I was a male cheerleader in college, and we were taught never to discuss weight with the girls, because if you say you need to lose weight, they will become self-conscious and possibly develop a disorder. If you love someone, their weight should never be an issue. He then said, my wife and I both have gained 20 pounds in the past 3 years, and we are both still happy and in love. Heck yes, Andy. I love it.
See, I know a lot of people are seeming to be against Nicki Minaj on this one. That she's the one that brought this whole conversation up. But I think she brings up a good point, and nobody likes to admit it, but I think it's true. It's just everybody's like, I don't want to get heat if I say this out loud, but I think the same thing.
But I think also, too, it goes both ways as far as like losing weight and gaining weight. I mean, I have guy friends that like thicker girls. They like a big butt and they like a big chest. And if their partner were to lose too much weight and lose and get a flatter butt or a flatter chest, they wouldn't be happy. And I don't think that's fair either.
Oh, yeah, that's the biggest downfall when women lose weight. A lot of times their boobs get smaller. Trust me, I'm sure that bothers them as much as it bothered me. My poor wife. I love you, Lindsay. I'm proud of you. Dare Dice. It's a simple game with some consequences that you may not want to face. Now, I'm smiling. Live the Web Girl's smiling because, well, we didn't lose the other day. We did not roll the dice and get a low number like Porkchop did because he rolled a 1. You want to roll like a 6, the highest number. The lowest number has to face the box of shame. And Porkchop, what was your strategy when you were rolling the dice and you rolled a 1, which is the worst number to possibly roll?
My strategy was feel the heavy side and make sure that throws up.
Do you realize the dice doesn't have a heavy side?
Yeah, it does. That's why I always lose. You switch it out and give me the heavy dice.
It's the same die we use every week. But anyways, Porkchop has lost. And by the way, some things that have happened in the past for the Box of Shame, for punishments that have been in there that we've had to do. Liv had to eat an onion. Liv, how was it eating that onion? I wanted you to eat the whole thing, but you only did like 3 bites.
I did 3 bites because that's all I could stomach. It was so fragrant and so gross. I could not get it down. I couldn't even get the 3rd bite down my actual esophagus. It just kept coming right back up.
All right. And Porkchop, a few weeks ago, he lost dare dice because he's really bad at rolling dice. And he had to stuff an ice pack down his crotch onto his twigs and berry. Or twig and berry. I hope he doesn't have 2 twigs. That'll be interesting. Some people do.
I do.
I've seen it online. Don't ask.
Okay.
How was it having that ice pack on your crotch, the ice crotch penalty?
Well, I think that's like one of the warmest areas of your body, so I think that, you know, helped maybe cancel out some. The worst part was really like my inner thighs, like where it's very like that's like a tender area, and it just got so piercing cold, just like a, you know, frostbite.
Okay. Well, are you ready right now to actually face the Box of Shame and find out what you're going to do? We have lots of different things in the room that possibly could be. I mean, for example, some things could be hot sauce. We got the clothespin face. You got the baby bird food. Would that be good today to do the baby bird food? Drive-through singing. I think you'd have to do that another day if that was yours. Tic-tac-toe Sharpie, I believe, is in there. And Cinnamon Challenge is also an option we have for a punishment that you could face. And by the way, if you have a punishment idea that we could do, bring them on. DM us, Radio Now AM Show, because we always need new ideas for the Box of Shame.
Yeah, every time we do a punishment, we take it out and we try to add a new one in. So please tell us what you want to see someone do as a punishment.
And let me just say, if I get this tic-tac-toe Sharpie thing, like, I'm serving at the steakhouse tonight, so you can't put anything obscene on my face.
That's not my problem. Listen, I told you live this too. I've been in your spot before. This is your number one job.
Yeah, I work at a fancy steakhouse.
Well, then I hope they understand that you're going to have a tattoo or a tic-tac-toe mark if you lose. So here's an idea. Try quit rolling ones, and this wouldn't even be a problem.
Yeah.
All right, are we ready now for the
so dumb
Box of Shame? We'll see what Porkchop pulls out, and he's going to do this live on our Instagram.
This literally wouldn't be so dumb if I didn't lose every week.
Yeah, you definitely are bad at rolling dice. I'll agree.
Oh, here, let me show Instagram the Box of Shame.
All right, pick it already.
Come on, you Nancy.
Okay. I got something.
Ooh, what is it? What is it? What is it?
Cinnamon Challenge.
Oh, yes! All right, hold on. I gotta bag all the different punishments here.
Stupid.
So if you don't know what the Cinnamon Challenge is, we used to do this in like grade school and stuff. It's where you literally take an entire spoonful of cinnamon and try to eat it. And it sounds easy, but it's actually super, super hard. I almost threw up when I did it in grade school. Oh, you've got it?
Is this like Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Or
no, this is cinnamon here. Take
you know, I did this as a kid.
Take a spoon over there.
I thought I did pretty well.
Now, what you have to do is take the lid off of that.
Wait, I need... Liv, can you get me water? There's like a cup outside, and here, I'll hold the thing.
You don't need water?
Are you kidding me? Last time I did this, I definitely needed water.
The Cinnamon Challenge does not involve water.
Ugh.
God, come on, Porkchop. Right. Man up.
All right.
Got your water.
Thanks, Liv, the web girl.
So, Liv, explain to everybody, because I want to make sure Porkchop does this correctly, how does this cinnamon challenge work today? That's his punishment for Dare Dice.
Okay, so basically you take an entire spoonful of cinnamon, and then you just try to basically eat it and swallow it, but it's, like, so hard because it's so dry. And so I brought a trash can in. You need to stand on top of the trash can to do it.
Is that enough right there?
Yeah, that's good.
Hold on. Okay. Whoa. Quit shaking it off there. What do you like, live? You guys, when you embrace these challenges, because I've never lost because I'm that good, you do them half butt. Like, do it full on.
She said that was good.
It is good.
Now, listen, here's my thing. Do not cough towards me and my equipment because you don't want all that cinnamon particles to get into our equipment. They will not buy us new stuff.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even.
Now, hold on. I'm going to turn the music down
right
here.
I'm just going to pretty much inhale this. This is fine.
So does he try to swallow it then? Like, you chews it up? Is that how it works?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, pork chop.
Dude, I'm just going to one and done this.
Pork chop right now for Dare Dice, the Box of Shame Punishment. He's doing the cinnamon challenge. Let's listen in.
I hope I choke.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Go ahead, pork chop. It's in his mouth. Now he has to try to... Oh! Oh, my God. We are having... We are having an
explosion. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I can't look.
It's like a conductor. No, you have to look for the Instagram live video. Record it. Oh, my God.
Spit it out.
Oh, my. No. You chew it up. Can you die from this?
I don't know. Okay. I'm scared.
Do you have insurance through work?
Mm-hmm. His eyes are watering.
Why? Come on, dude. Just chew it up. It's cinnamon.
No. Swallow it. Or no, I don't swallow it. Spit it out.
I don't want you to die. He's not going
to
die.
Face you. So scary.
Come
right
on,
now.
You're not even chewing it right now. Do something. No. Oh, he just spit cinnamon all over Liv. Come on, pork chop.
Oh my gosh, it is cinnamon everywhere.
Okay, my gosh,
there's literally cinnamon all over the mic. It's coming out of his mouth every 2 seconds. I really want you to spit it out.
This is
because
so funny.
I don't want you to get sick.
Jillian says it's dangerous. Somebody says he's going to puke. I don't know, man. Like, are you going to finish it? Because right now you're just holding it in your mouth. Mm-hmm. It's like you got like a big dip in.
Spit it out. You can spit it out. Spit it out. Spit it out. No, don't eat it.
Oh, he's eating it.
I'm going to throw up.
I think Liv's getting sick now. I think Liv's getting sick.
I might get sick.
Cinnamon is usually so good. Why is it so bad right now?
Cinnamon sugar is good. Cinnamon by itself is not good. Take a drink of water. Maybe that'll help. Someone said it's dangerous. You should know this. Why would we know this? None of us have kids.
Oh, somebody said it's dangerous. What the heck? It says you can inhale it and it is dangerous. Oh, okay. Then Adam says to eat it. So I don't know. Who came up with this challenge?
I think I did.
I remember doing it like 15 years ago.
All right. Well, we need to wrap this up. So are you going to spit it or swallow it?
Spit it.
Whoa. I'm getting there.
Open your mouth. Open your mouth for Instagram Live. How much is left in there?
Ew. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be sick.
Okay, I'm going to be sick now if you keep on doing that. Oh, God, what was that? What the hell was that?
I cannot be in here.
I can't
spit
either.
Spit it out. Spit it out, poor
There's not much left to spit out. There's not much left to spit out.
Just spit it out.
There's not much left to spit out.
I'm at the point now where I don't know if this is really safe or not, so it's at your own discretion what you do.
Oh, now that I'm almost done.
All right.
Oh, somebody just said, did pork chop fart? I don't know if you heard that.
No, that was like a throw-up burp.
Oh,
but
my
God. But it didn't come up. It was not a fart. It was like a from here to here.
Dude, people are saying this is dangerous.
Well, I didn't come up with it. I'm not the one that actually came up with it.
I think maybe we should do more research. I mean, Porkchop did it when he was little, and I did it when I was little, and, like, I was fine.
Once again, Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, and the Radio Now does not suggest you try this.
Yeah, do not do Dare Dice on your own. All right, well, Porkchop, I'm going to let you finish that. Liv, keep the Instagram Live going real quick, and we'll be right back. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, and I want to know at 833-563-2539, who showed up to work drunk? Did you show up to work drunk? Did one of your friends or maybe co-workers show up on the job drunk? They maybe pulled an all-nighter or, you know, just partied too hard. I want to hear the story of what happened. 833-563-2539. Can you call in and share that with us? I bring this whole question up because two pilots have been arrested after a flight from Scotland to New Jersey was canceled because they turned up drunk. They actually both were drunk at the airport. They are arrested by police on suspicion of being under the influence of drinking or drugs before boarding the flight. The flight to Newark was due to leave at 9 in the morning, but was canceled after the pilots, they were arrested. Angry passengers got upset. They took to social media to vent their frustrations at United Airlines as they waited for more than an hour before being told the flight was canceled. So they didn't even get to leave that day.
Oh, geez.
And it's just like, we can always kid around, but it's like, you're a pilot. You got one job. That is to fly the plane, and you need to do that sober. I think there's some jobs that you could get away with if you're drunk or high, like you're not going to hurt anybody and you can mess it up. Like, I think I could do this job if I was drinking. I don't know if it would sound better or worse than the way I normally talk, but I'm really not going to hurt anybody.
I mean, we had margaritas that one day, and the show was fine. Honestly, I think the show was better.
It could have been. We might have been a little loosened up. Now, obviously, if you're driving or you're operating like a motor vehicle, that's a big no-no. But 833-563-2539, I'd really appreciate it if you could call in and share the story about who showed up to work drunk.
So I have a couple stories here.
I want to hear them.
So when I was in college, I was a research assistant for the dean of the College of Business.
Okay.
So I kind of like made my own hours, and it was on campus and I lived on campus. So I just walked to work and I had my own little office space, and I would basically just read through like scholarly journals about economics and finance and the economy and things like that. So my job, I wasn't operating any heavy machinery. Anyways, one Thursday night, get super rowdy, wake up at 9 a.m. on Friday morning. I am still hammered at this time, and I end up going to work drunk. And on Friday mornings, I always meet with my boss to like go over like what happened that week. And luckily, he was in Germany on a work trip, so I didn't even have to meet with him. And I was like, thank you, baby Jesus. And then I ended up sobering up like 30 minutes later.
See, I don't know how people can do that. Like, I know there's people that are functioning alcoholics, and that's not funny. Like, they really go to work and do their thing every day.
I was just a dumb college student.
But yeah, now I had a story, and I don't know how I didn't get fired from this. It was irresponsible, but when I was living and working in Michigan, I worked in a city called Grand Rapids, and I went to a concert. I think the group's called Bowling for Soup.
Yeah, I know exactly who they
are. So I went with my good friend Alabama, and we went and saw them play on a Sunday night at a place, and she's really good friends with the band, so we got in for free. Then afterwards, when everybody's like, you know, leaving the venue Sunday going into Monday morning, we got to like hang out at the bar and we got to drink for free with the band. Then we got to go on their bus, and by then I was just wasted. I knew I was wasted, but I was so wasted. Thankfully, the concert venue was like a half a mile from work, so I left my car in the garage where it normally was, and I just walked a half mile to work, and I kind of passed out like I laid down in the studio, and I was fine. I woke up like 3 hours later, and I kind of started doing my job because I was the first one in as the producer of a show back then, but as the morning went on, I started getting the spins, and we were drinking everything, like tequila, Rumpelman, all these different things.
Oh, gosh.
And by the time it was like 8:30 in the morning, our big general manager walked in, and I had just puked inside of a garbage can because I had the spins, Liv. I was sitting on the floor.
Did people on the show know?
Yeah, I told my boss because he was the morning show guy, but he was also my boss. I was like, hey, I went to that concert, and I guess, like, I don't know, I think I'm still a little drunk.
And what did he say? Was he mad or he was like, oh man, it happened?
He laughed about it on air, but my big general manager was upset because here I am at 8:30 in the morning throwing up tequila and Rumpelmint.
Ew, and on a Monday?
On a Monday morning.
See, on a Friday?
That is so rough.
See, when that happened to me when I was still drunk and then I sobered up and was like hungover for like another hour, that it was fine because it was Friday. So I was like, oh my gosh, I only have one more hour of this and then it's literally the weekend. I can go sleep my life away.
Man, okay, if you've got anything like that, we'd love to hear from you. Porkchop, what's your story about, showing up to work drunk?
Well, oh, geez, I can't talk. I still got cinnamon. Well, I don't know if I want to say the name of the place, but I worked at a popular pizza place.
Papa John's?
Maybe. I mean, I just said I don't think I want to say the name of the place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you've talked about how you gave away free food before, so
no,
it's all good.
Yeah. Anyways, so obviously the Super Bowl is a very busy day, and, you want to watch the game, and everyone drinks. I was the manager, and I had drank a bit. And then I went in to work because I had to, and all my other coworkers and employees said that that was the best shift ever. They said I was the nicest, the most energetic, and did the most work. Like, I was answering phones, I was making pizzas, like, I was doing everything.
Dude, why don't you drink here?
Yeah, I know. The show would be so much better if you were drunk. You should try that.
Let's get Pork Chop drunk.
I'm a good drunk, though. I'm not, like, a bad drunk. Like, I'm fun, I don't get angry, I don't do dumb stuff. I'm just, like, better.
All right. All we need is two or three White Claws, and we can give this a try.
It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Hello. Joe, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston, holding things down for you this morning. Thank you so much for being here with us. Joe's journey, trying to lose weight, trying not to be a fatty, trying to prolong my life, and just struggling, man, like everybody does. But I've been good. I have not been great. And what I mean by that is, like, dang it, guys, I've been putting in some of the work. But I still have been struggling as Liv of the Web Girl smirks over there.
I'm not smirking.
No, I mean, I'm not saying you're picking on me. I saw a little smirk when I said struggling because of the fact of I am walking and I am kicking Pork Chop's butt in the process. I'm actually proud of him too because he's done well. I want to check with him in a second. But I have been doing a lot of walking lately. I've been getting over 10,000 steps every day between walking my dogs and playing disc golf, which I'm sure it's borderline annoying now talking about it, but it's good. I walk about probably 8 to 10,000 steps every time I play a round of golf, which gets it in the zone where I want to be. And the biggest thing still is my diet. Guys, I do so good for part of the week, and then it's like free for all Friday, and I just eat like a turd. I eat like crap, and I feel bad too. There's definitely a good correlation between eating well and feeling good, and that's my biggest thing. I mean, I still lost weight this week. Last week, I was down to 391. This week, I lost 3 pounds. I'm down to 388, which is normal, and it should be. I guess my thing is here's where I'm frustrated, because eventually weight loss does slow down. I know for a fact some of the crap I put into my body. And I know if I would have ate just normal, healthy food, I would probably be down at least double that just because I'm such a big guy right now.
Right.
So it is nice to lose weight. But it's like, man, it's weird. If you've ever lost weight before and you put it back on, you know what I'm talking about right now. Like, it's different being a skinny person that's always been skinny. But if you're a fat person, an overweight person, and you've lost a lot of weight before, it's weird because something clicks in your head. You're like, I don't want to eat that stuff. I'm going to work out. And you get there, and I don't know where my motivation is. I'm unhappy with stuff, but I have not clicked fully yet. But I appreciate everybody's support, and it is good. I'm down 8.5 pounds since we restarted Joe's journey. So that's kind of an update on my stuff. Pork Chop, though, I want to start involving you with this because we're really proud of you. I don't know. How long ago did you decide you want to start getting a little bit healthier?
Right around a month ago, not quite a month yet.
Okay, so almost a month in. How are things going for you?
It was good. I was 227 pounds. I got down, my lowest was like 213. And then just last weekend, like, we had a picnic at the radio station.
Oh, yeah, we
did.
And then
we had like some good barbecue, and I ate like two full plates. So I did get back up to like 217, but within the last week, I was, you know, getting back on track, eating healthier again, and now I'm back down to 214.
Nice! Yeah.
What's the biggest thing you're doing? Is it a combination of working out and eating, or how are you doing well on your journey?
I mean, mine is so simple and easy. For breakfast, I just eat, you know, some Cheerios. For lunch, try to eat a healthy sandwich. And then for dinner, I'll eat out, like, fast food. But I just make sure it's more of a better option, like grilled chicken instead of fried chicken. Or, you know, just...
So are you counting your calories?
I mean, I was, but now I kind of don't have to because I know what they are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's a robot.
I just want to make sure you're getting enough.
He knows all of his stuff.
Well, and I think the disc golf really helps.
It is, man. I'm telling you what, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's obviously different intensities compared to running a 5K or going to disc golf. But if you're walking, if you're moving, you're on the right path. So keep up the good work. And if you ever want to be on Joe's journey and share your stuff and you feel comfortable about that, direct message us, Radio Now AM Show, and we'd love to have you on the show 1 week and kind of share your journey here with everybody else, because I think that's really inspiring when you hear other people talk about it too. You're like, hey, okay, if they did it, maybe I can do it. Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
More than 20 years after former President Bill Clinton's flipping pancake scandal with then-intern Monica Lewinsky became national news, FX is getting ready to revisit the drama for the third season of American Crime Story.
Ooh, that'll be interesting.
Right? Sarah Paulson will play whistleblower Linda Tripp. Annalee Ashford will play accuser Paula Jones. And Beanie Feldstein will play Lewinsky. The real Lewinsky will serve as a producer on the series, while Paulson, Ryan Murphy, Nina Jacobson, Brad Simpson, Brad Folchuk, Larry Karasuski, and Scott Alexander have signed on as executive producers.
I wish my name was like Joe Bitch. And let's clarify, it is a special kiss, not flipping pancakes. What happened?
Right, right.
They didn't go all the way.
It's flipping pancake scandal. So, you know, that... That falls in the lines of different kinds.
I was like, because I didn't hear they did the full thing.
Right, right. So FX's CEO said impeachment American Crime Story will explore the overlooked dimensions of the women who found themselves caught up in the scandal and political war that cast a long shadow over the Clinton presidency. So it goes into production in February and premieres on FX Sunday, September 28th, 2020. So we got a while. And it'll be aired at 10 o'clock p.m. I will definitely be tuning into that.
Past my bedtime.
Nicki Minaj posted a poll asking women if they should be the weight their partner prefers. She then followed up the question by asking if there's a double standard in asking men to hit the gym and bulk up. After a Twitter user questioned her motives in these questions, Nicki lashed out and told her to suck a...
saxophone.
She tweeted, "Girl, I have the number one show on Apple Music. I can and will ask whatever the blank I want to open a discussion on my next show. You hoes be way too press at everything I do and say. Go get you a long, thick, and, you know, just take that."
No, I don't. What did she say? What was that?
Go get you a long...
All right, I get you.
Meek Mill has to wait a few more weeks to find out if his 2008 gun conviction gets tossed out or if he gets a new trial. This time it will be in front of a new judge, which is a good thing for Meek. Judge Leon Tucker is replacing the controversial judge Janice Brinkley for Meek's potential retrial. Brinkley is a judge that most people believe had it out for Meek and the reason he ended up back in prison in late 2017. It's highly unlikely the prosecutors will rifle the case and retry Meek. The main witness in the 08 case turned out to be a dirty cop, and a retrial over a decade later would mean the memories of other witnesses would be less reliable as well. That is the garbage.
Live the Web Girl, thank you so much for the garbage this morning here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. You got myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and you might know we're a dumb show. I mean, that's nothing new, but this might be one of the dumbest ideas. I don't even know why. I think I did it just to appease people so they get along with me better here at work. But Liv the Web Girl, explain to everybody you wanted to do a swap. You didn't want to do like wife swap. You didn't want me to be with your man, and you want to be with my wife, but. What was your swap idea?
Okay, first off, it's not necessarily I wanted to do this. I just thought that maybe it'd be good for you.
Oh, you care about me.
Right. So I decided that we should do a diet swap.
Diet swap.
Now, this is very different, I think, because I eat extremely clean and extremely healthy. Like, I almost eat all organic, all plant-based things, and I just eat extremely, extremely healthy. And Joe is a little bit of the opposite, you know?
I'm hit and miss.
Right. He's hit and miss. So when he is trying to lose weight, he's bad. But he does go on weak spurts where he kind of gives up a little bit or loses motivation, and he'll bring in fast food.
I like the good stuff, Liv. It tastes good. It tastes good.
And he'll drink soda at like 5 o'clock in the morning,
which is a normal time for me. I mean, we get up at the butt crack of dawn. We wake roosters up.
But so I just thought it'd be really interesting. And he is always giving me crap for being gluten-free and being dairy-free and eating clean and being organic and things like that. And I am always giving him crap. Like, hey, like if you eat better, you will feel better and you will feel better throughout the day and it'll give you motivation to work out. And also it'll just make you want to change your lifestyle.
Well, that's bull crap. And I'm calling you out on that because what have I drank this morning? I drank one of your shakes.
Okay. First, so the diet swap, he's picking everything I'm eating. And I'm picking everything he is eating for
that
this
we would
entire
normally
day.
Eat. Yeah, that yes. We would eat within reason. I'm not going to pick something that's gross. It's something that I might normally have.
Like a spoonful of cinnamon.
Poor chap still butthurt that he lost the Dare Dice challenge. You can see that Instagram video live on their Radio Now AM show. No, poor chap. Thank you, though, for that reminder. It was kind of funny to see you choke to death. That's what I kind of did, trying to choke down your chocolate doo-doo shake.
Okay, so I brought him in a protein shake that had almond milk, 2 scoops of protein powder, a little powder that is prebiotics and probiotics for your gut health, and some frozen strawberries. Now, normally I add almond butter, but I didn't. Last night. That would have helped.
I don't think almond butter would have helped, whatever you put in. It was just, I felt like I was chewing it first of all, but that's fine. And what else is over here? So I had the chocolate shake.
Yeah,
this
the
looks
chocolate
decent.
Shake for breakfast. And then I brought in a Ziploc bag of strawberries for a snack sometime throughout the show. Normally I'll have those around like 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. throughout the show. And I stacked that Ziploc bag up with strawberries. That's more than I normally would eat if I had a shake for breakfast. But, you know, I mean, you're a bigger dude than me.
When
so.
Are you going to eat lunch? Like, when do I get to eat lunch?
I normally eat lunch around like 1.
1?
Yeah. So you have
I'm
your snack
die.
At 10. No, you're not. This shake had 2 scoops of protein.
It's not
two
fulfilling.
2 scoops. And it had almond butter. Or not almond butter. It had almond milk, which is protein. And also it had strawberries.
Wait, I'm allergic to almonds.
No, you are not. Shut up. You would have told me that.
So
what did I have for breakfast?
That's going to say, that's what I had today. I had Liv's breakfast. Today, it's not my always breakfast, but it's something I've had recently because we haven't went grocery shopping.
He's had this at least 100 times since I've worked with him in the past 2 years.
Shh. I gave Liv today, and thanks to Porkchop for getting it. I'll have to pay for it. I'll have to Venmo you. I gave Liv 2 sausage burritos from McDonald's with hot sauce. I gave her a large Diet Coke with light ice and a hash brown. The worst thing in there is probably the hash brown. The burritos are about 300 calories a piece, and they're pretty much well-balanced.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Really?
Yeah,
and I had both of them. That's 600 calories already.
Yeah, but it's good energy, though. It's good stuff for
you. No, it is not. It is a flour tortilla that's probably processed. And also, like, I don't eat gluten and dairy. I can't. Like, I'm not supposed to.
There's cheese in there.
I know.
Oh, boy.
But I committed to this. And honestly, I'm not going to lie. I had that probably around, like, 6 a.m. this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so gross. I feel sick. I do. I just feel gross.
Oh, I feel happy when I eat that.
It's like, I just don't feel myself.
So
how are you feeling after your shake?
I'm hungry. Okay. I'm hangry, to be honest. Sorry, I'm in a bad mood. I'm just a little hungry right now. Like, I could totally go for something to eat. This is going to be on our Instagram story for the rest of the day. So that's the reason we're doing it. We want to make sure you follow it, and you can get updates all day until tomorrow morning when we check in again, Radio Now AM show.
And if you have any suggestions for what I should make Joe eat that is healthy or what Joe should make me eat that is not healthy, you can tweet at us at Radio Now AM show or DM us on Instagram.
Oh, I'm going to tell you right now, you got 2 options unless we have something else. For lunch, I would recommend for you today at Taco Bell, I would get the Cheesy Gordita Crunch combo. I get the tacos soft, but you can get them hard if you want, and a Baja Blast to drink, light ice. You could also go to Chick-fil-A. I'm a big fan of Chick-fil-A. And I would just go with the number one.
What is that?
That's just the Chick-fil-A sandwich. It's regular. It's not spicy.
Do you get the fries with it as well?
Oh, yeah. You got to get those large 3 Chick-fil-A sauce packets. Those are really high in calories.
Oh, my God. But I can't. I'm not going to be able to eat all that.
Because you dip the sandwich in the sauce and the fries in the sauce. And, I guess you don't have to go overboard. That's lunch. I'll have to figure out dinner later. But that's something I'm thinking. But I need to have lunch soon. I'm going to die. I am going to die.
You'll be fine, and you're going to feel great, I promise.
All right, we'll have an update on our Instagram, Radio Now AM show, and we'll do it live on the air around this time. It is Joe and Liv Food Swap.
D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
I don't have this that often, Liv, but I have an update, actually, from yesterday's Dummy of the Day. I was talking about a Brazilian drug lord. He was busted trying to escape from prison. He disguised himself as his daughter and did everything, had a mask, everything. You can see that video. It's up on our website from yesterday on yesterday's Dummy of the Day link. But here's the thing. He was found dead in a cell yesterday after apparently hanging himself with bed sheets. So I guess they probably gave him more time.
That is so tragic and sad.
Or was it an inside job by somebody trying to take him out?
I mean, either way, man, that's not how I was expecting Dummy of the Day to go today. Wow.
Yep. Well, moving on to today's Dummy.
Okay, let's lighten the mood a little bit. Jeez, Joe.
Hopefully they don't die. I hope we don't do a drug test here at work. I think there's nothing wrong with drugs, to each their own. But for me, I sometimes do like CBD oil, which I hear, depending on what you get, can sometimes show up in a basic drug test that you have things in there, like for marijuana. So if we ever did that here at work, I'd be afraid that I'd get like a false positive. I just do it, just try to relax. But there's a guy that failed the drug test miserably for a sports team. The International Basketball Federation suspended an American basketball player who has been playing in Europe after a drug test revealed that he was pregnant.
I'm sorry. Say this again.
He did a drug test and he didn't fail for smoking weed or doing cocaine or meth or anything, or like, you know, a performance enhancing drug. This guy passed a drug test, but it revealed that he was pregnant.
Oh my gosh, wait. If men can get pregnant, maybe this is why my boyfriend's been so moody lately.
It could be. Jewel Daddy, get your act together. No, DJ Cooper was trying to join the Bosnian national team as a naturalized player, but he had to pass a drug test first. Well, he passed a drug test, but he was told, you know what, buddy, there was an anomaly with your urine sample. The lab test revealed the presence of human chronic gonadotropin. Don't ask me. I'm not a scientist.
Basically, he's pregnant.
He had a hormone in there that was made by the placenta during pregnancy. He apparently tried to beat the drug test by using his girlfriend's urine, and it turns out, to both their surprises, she's pregnant.
Oh, my gosh. He didn't even know that she was pregnant either, and it's his girlfriend. Oh, my gosh. His story has so many layers.
Yep. So he's got a baby on the way. Bad for him, though. He's going to have to find a new line of work because he's now suspended from the league for 2 years.
Jeez. Well, I mean, congratulations, too, at the same time.
Yeah, I guess so. That guy right there, DJ Cooper, finding out he's pregnant and his drug test. Congratulations, buddy. You're our dummy of the day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. If you want to be on Team Pork Chop, or if you want to be on Team Live, you got to call right now. I need the first two people at 833-563-2539. Normally when we play catchphrase, it is Joe versus Live. And recently I've learned that I'm not that good at playing catchphrase.
Just now?
Well, I am. Like, if we were at a party, you know, you guys came over, we got wild and crazy, I would be schooling everyone on the catchphrase. But for whatever reason, I guess it's because I have to hit all these different buttons over here, I'm not 100%. And I feel like it's worth a try to let Pork Chop take on Live the Web Girl. Plus, you guys are always so competitive. I want to see how you'll do with some teammates. 833-563-2539.
Honestly, I'm a little nervous for this because I'm super good at catchphrase. Well, I just beat Joe all the time, so I don't know if that actually means I'm good or if he's just really bad.
Yeah, I know what it means.
But Pork Chop has been getting his butt whooped in, what is it called? Disc frisbee?
Disc golf.
Disc golf.
It's got nothing to do with catchphrase.
And disc golf. I know it doesn't, but he's been getting his butt whooped in disc golf by you, Joe, for like the past 3 weeks. He has not won once. So then I feel like if I lose, or if he loses in catchphrase and I beat him in catchphrase, then, you know, that's going to, what is that going to do for his morale? What is that going to do for his self-esteem?
I can't worry about that. He's going to be a big boy and buck up. Hey, Nathan, you're going to be on Team Pork Chop this morning, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, cool, man. And let me see. We got, looks like we got Katie. Hey, Katie, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, whoever's got the car door open, make sure you close it. We are going to go over the rules real quick, and then we will begin playing catchphrase. Here's how it works. You have until the buzzer goes off. You have to say the word exactly as it's written on the paper, okay? You can pass one time, but I do that sparingly because if you do it at the wrong time, that could come back and bite you in the butt. Whoever has the most words right wins. In the event of a tie, I will explain over time how we will do that. So I always say ladies get to choose. So Liv, do you want to go first with your teammate?
No, I want to go
Katie?
Last.
Okay, then that means I need Katie to be quiet in the background, and I'm going to have Pork Chop and Nathan do their thing. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Wait, are you keeping score, Joe?
I will keep score for them. Yeah, but maybe if you want to do a backup layup, that wouldn't hurt. Okay. I mean, after all, do you really want to lose the game on a scoring error? I don't think so. All right, gentlemen, are you ready? All right.
Ready.
In 3, 2, 1, catchphrase.
A blank a day keeps the doctor away.
Skip.
Okay. You sit in a...
chair.
Yes, you read a... you write with a, not a pen, but a...
pencil.
You use this to stick things together. It's white. Elmer's?
Glue.
If you're not where you work, cubicles, you're out of the...
office.
Yes. When you go to school, the person that's in charge, the one in, up in front.
Principal, teacher.
Yep. And then let's go back to a blank a day keeps the doctor away. They're green and red. It's a fruit.
Green and red, apple.
Jesus, yes.
All right.
I thought my clue was so good.
I didn't think we had to bring the Lord into this one. But
an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
All right. Yeah, I know what you meant. You guys did good. You got all 7 of yours there.
Oh, my gosh. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. Nathan, you be quiet. Live the web girl. And Katie, you have to get 7 words. Otherwise, Pork Chop and Nathan are your winners. In 3, 2, 1 catchphrase.
Okay, this is on the back of a pencil.
Eraser.
Okay, yes. And how do you measure something in school?
A ruler.
And you bring your meal to this. Your mom packs it for you. It's a brown
box.
Okay. And when you're going to school, what are you? You're not a teacher, but you're
a student.
And how do you do math equations? On what? Math equations. What do? We have them on our cell phone. If I'm adding like 2 + 800 and I need to add it up.
A calculator.
Yes. Okay. Where do I carry my books?
Book bag.
Another word for it.
Backpack.
Yes. Okay. And when a teacher surprises you with a test, what is that called?
Pop quiz.
Got it.
Wow. Who did it in the fastest time, though?
We did. That's not how it worked for the first round. Now, overtime, it's funny you say that. Let me hand this one. These are random. Pork Chop, do not open it. Liv, do not open it. We will continue in that same order, which means Pork Chop and Nathan are going to go. I am going to grab my phone out and have a timer here. Now, obviously, if you guys don't get all 3, then it doesn't matter. You're going to be big losers. But whoever gets 3 right, because you got 3 words each, in the fastest time, so the fastest time to get all 3 right
wins. So that means
wins.
No skipping, Nathan.
No skipping.
Gotcha.
Are you guys ready, Nathan and Pork Chop? You will be first.
Ready.
Ready.
In 3, 2, 1, go ahead and catchphrase it up.
All right, this is where you study. There's a lot of books in this.
Library.
Yes. Not the teacher, but the person who's in charge.
Principal.
The best class. You go in the gym and have fun.
PE.
Go outside. What's it called when you outside and have fun?
Recess.
Yep.
16.2.
All right.
16.2.
We got this.
Hold on. Let me write that down. What are you laughing about?
That's crazy.
All right. I got your time there. I'm resetting it.
So, hey, no pressure, Liv, but that's like 5.5 seconds per word.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and I honestly thought you guys kind of stalled out there for a second. You could have got it probably in 10 if you guys would have been faster. All right. Liv, the web girl, and Katie, you got to be 16.2, okay?
Okay.
All right. Catchphrase in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, you do this in a book. It's yellow marker.
I write.
Okay, yes, and you write with this. And you color
pen,
with
pencil.
This. You color with this.
Crayon.
Okay, yes, and this tells your grades.
It what?
It tells your grades.
The computer.
No.
Book.
You got it.
Yeah, I won. Report card.
Yeah, it was
Pork
report
Chop
card.
Won. Wow.
Pork Chop is the worst to lose to because he literally is such a sore winner.
I think anyone could say that in any situation because when you want to win.
I know, but when you want to win, but it's not like I'm like, whoa, in your face, I'm so smart. And here's the thing too, 30 minutes from now, he's still going to be talking about how he won.
I don't think so.
Do you guys realize Pork Chop's been losing at everything in his life the past while?
I just said it was going to be sad.
Let this guy be happy. Hey,
I'm sorry. I'm being a sore
Katie,
loser.
Katie, you did wonderful with Liv. Good job for you. Round of applause for Katie this morning.
Katie,
thank you.
You know what? We killed it.
Yes.
We killed it.
Well, technically, Nate. Nathan and PC pork chop killed you.
That was close.
So hey, thank you so much, Nathan.
Yep, thank you.
All right, you both have a wonderful day, and you can listen on hold and sing along to Pork Chop's victory song.
Pork chop!
Pork chop.
We are champions.
Pork chop. All right, we're going to have to work on your rhythm there. Yeah. That'll do it for a Wednesday edition of Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show here on Indy's Radio Now 100.9. So tired. I've got no energy because I'm doing this stupid Live the Web Girl diet. I got a bag full of strawberries in my hand.
I'm so jealous. Do you know how bad I want to eat those? Oh my gosh.
You already had a delicious breakfast. You got to have what I have. You had a 2 breakfast burritos, a hash brown, and a Diet
large
Coke.
Diet Coke.
That sounds fantastic.
I know.
So I just, ugh.
Yeah.
It just like makes me, like it just doesn't give me energy.
My breath smells like coffee and doo-doo shake that I had of yours.
You had an amazing protein shake with 2 scoops of chocolate protein, almond butter, and some frozen strawberries. And also some little powder that has prebiotics and probiotics for your gut health.
I quit. I don't want to do this anymore.
Should we not?
I don't know. Are we really going to do this all day?
All day. I want you to see how good you feel.
Radio Now AM show. I feel like crap and I'm in a bad mood. I guess it's every day. but we're going to do that throughout the day. And you can see what Liv's going to eat that I want her to eat. And I'll eat the crap that she wants me to eat. Besides that, what do you got going on today, Liv?
I actually do not have to work my second job, which is pretty lit. But I'm going to actually go to a cycle bar class anyways, just to get my fitness on. And I'm just going to chill, honestly. Have a chill, nice day.
And thanks for reminding me, Liv, that I'm actually working tonight at Sullivan's Steakhouse. I'd forgotten, but
didn't
I don't know.
Maybe they fire you?
I don't know. Maybe they'll call me out tonight if it's too slow, and then I could disc golf with Joe.
Oh, man, I'm busy. Actually, I got to train my dogs. They have their big obedience testing tomorrow.
Oh.
And if they fail, I don't know. It's embarrassing. So
I cannot wait until fall comes so you guys can stop talking about frisbee.
Are you kidding me? We're going to disc golf even more then.
Yeah, it's going to cool off.
Dang it.
Fall times when everybody gets their disc on. So, well, hey, we can't do any of that unless we get on out of here and say goodbye. So, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.